is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, but we're not going to stop after the third hour tonight. We will be actually continuing. So for those of you that are listening on the radio, you won't be able to hear the post show. We'll only be able to hear that.
Sure you will. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com, and there you can listen.
You will only be able to hear that online at freetalklive.com. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and grab the streams there for free, of course. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. I want to just come back for a moment to a discussion that started during the break, and I want to make sure we have it on the air because I think it's important. We just had Thomas on the line a few moments ago from California, and he said some very, very interesting things. He brought up some Supreme Court.
Thomas is clearly a pretty smart and well-studied guy, and I can tell you on the radio what you try to generally what you try to do is to keep smart, well-studied guys off because it makes the host sound dumb.
However, I don't care about that.
Yeah, we don't. We on Free Talk Live, that's not our plan. But it's pretty clear the guy. Guy's very, very smart and very, very well studied.
Absolutely. And I'm actually regretting letting him go because I meant to ask him a question at the end of his call, but we ran out of time in the segment and I didn't have it, and I should have held on to him. But, you know, hindsight's always 20/20.
Right. It's always harder to hold somebody through the top of the hour. Right. It's just kind of, you know, it's a little touchy.
Yeah, I don't want to hold somebody through just to ask him one more question. But what Thomas was getting at was he was pointing out all kinds of Supreme Court cases and how the federal government just does whatever it wants. Wants to, and that it's ruled that the state governments, they don't have to respect the Bill of Rights, and there was all kinds of interesting things that he had to say.
Yep.
And very, very, interesting, spot-on critiques about, and presumably what he was saying was true. I mean, we just take people's word for it here.
Right. And then at the very end, he had a solution. Probably the best solution that he could come up with. So his conversation, to me, sounded like smart, 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 smart. Dumb solution. The solution is you should hold all of the bureaucrats, whether, you know, all the politicians, whether they're on the state level or federal level, is ask them, do you support the Bill of Rights in its entirety or the Constitution in its entirety and the state constitutions too? Ask them these questions.
Like, however, do something.
Right. Politicians.
Of course I do. Bill of Rights.
Sure.
Blah, 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 blah.
Now you know that the politician is lying because his lips have begun to move. I mean, what about Barack Obama and his transparency in government? It sounded like a really great thing. They were going to post all the bills online for 5 days before the politicians stole our civil rights with them.
He's a constitutional scholar. He must support the Bill of Rights, right?
Sure. Well, the politician just says whatever they feel like saying, and they get away with it because there's nothing to it to hold them to it. And I'll admit, the solutions to the problem of what do we do about overreaching, big government that continues to grow, continues to expand, continues to get bigger year after year in an inexorable way. There's nothing that we can do about it. Well, there is something, and I'll admit, it's not the most palatable thing necessarily. It's the moving for the Free State Project. You can ask the politicians any questions you want. And they're going to tell you whatever you want to hear in order to get it out of the way, and you won't get a follow-up question. If you ever do get to ask a politician a question, that's it. So, do you support the Bill of Rights in its entirety? Yes. And next question.
Right.
That's it. So you don't get to ask them questions. You are not the commentator. You are not Wolf Blitzer. You will not get that opportunity. Wolf has been well vetted, and he will never ask them these questions. So, what does the average person do? Ian, you tried everything inside the political system.
I tried everything, but what I tried was pretty ineffective.
Very ineffective. Basically, there's nothing you can do where you are. You have to move to where people are concentrated.
And that's here in New Hampshire.
That's here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project. Yes, I know that if you're in California, perhaps the winters seem daunting here. When you and I, Ian, moved up from Florida,
I was a little scared.
The winters seem daunting. And quite frankly, in the middle of February when there's been snow and ice in the ground for 2 months, it's not my favorite thing about New Hampshire. But I understand that if liberty's important to me, that's what I'm going to have to deal with.
You know, those folks that moved out west were probably a little bit frightened about what was out there.
The frontier, the pioneers going out on the frontier. Well, they were one of the reasons that pioneers have always moved is because government intrusion.
Yes.
They wanted something better for themselves. Do you want something better for your family in the future? Because Liberty, she ain't coming out of Washington, D.C.
Or California.
They kicked Liberty out of Washington, D.C. and California a long time ago. And I'll tell you, she's on life support here in New Hampshire.
It's no easy task we're talking about here. I mean, just picking up and moving to New Hampshire isn't going to solve it. That, although if you are in California, you probably will be feeling more free when you move to New Hampshire, especially if you're a gun owner. So there are some very tangible ways in which New Hampshire is certainly more free than some other places. But all that said, there's been a significant invasion of people from Massachusetts and New York and Vermont over the years here to New Hampshire, and they brought their statist ways. They brought their big government belief systems and ideas up here, and so that's one of the reasons why gathering liberty-minded people together here is very, very important, because we can counteract some of the things that they've been doing, and that has already begun. There have already been wonderful things that have begun to happen here on the ground, activists that have really been accomplishing things that I never could have dreamed, never would have dreamed I would have ever seen down in Sarasota, Florida, which is the place that I was born and raised. I spent 26 years of my life down there, and I never would have expected to see something from the political side like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, a group of well over 100 volunteers that reads every single bill that is submitted. They grade them based on, you know, how liberty-oriented they are.
Right. Things are happening here in New Hampshire. If you want to find out more about the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org. It's incredible. We couldn't go through the entire list.
No, we couldn't. I'm just highlighting a couple things.
People can poo-poo all they want. The crap that's going on in New Hampshire for liberty is 10 times what's going on in their state. And give us 2 more years, it'll be 20 times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us 5 more years, it'll be 100 times. Do you want to be a part of it? Is liberty important to you?
It'll only be that. It'll only be 20 times or 100 times or whatever. It'll only be that with you, with your help, coming here and getting active, because it'll grow on its own.
No,
if nobody
people
else
are going to come
here,
whether you come or not. They really
That's
will.
True, but
They're
it'll
coming
happen
already.
Sooner with
They're
you.
Being active. Sure,
you
I'd love to have you. I get what you're saying, but I don't feel those people through a sense of obligation, that sort of negative reinforcement. It's not going to work. Look, if you care about liberty, if you talk about liberty, if you think about liberty, and you want liberty for yourself and for your family, this is where to be. If you're full of hot air, stay where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, somebody that's just talking isn't ever going to do anything about significant towards achieving liberty.
They can try as best they possibly can. They can continue to spin their wheels and continue to see the government grow around them. Or they can do to something, go someplace where there's at least been quantifiable results.
When I say it'll happen with you, I'm not trying to say it won't happen without you. I'm saying it'll happen sooner with you. We've got people up here that are in trouble. I mean, Kurt Hoffman is still in jail. He has been in there for over a month. And one of the things that he said recently in one of his letters, which, by the way, you can read if you haven't been seeing these, they're very interesting and in many cases depressing and also uplifting and enlightening all at once. But he's been writing blog posts essentially from jail, and they've been posted over at freekeen.com. But Kurt and his wife Auburn are saying, you know, hey, what are you waiting for? Come on up. I mean, there really are some of the best activists in the world here, and there really are some wonderful opportunities, both inside the system and outside. I mean, I never would have imagined, I never even thought when I lived in Florida about mass marijuana civil disobedience. But when I came up here, I knew it was an inevitability. I didn't think it would happen as soon as it did, honestly, but it did. It all happened without even me doing anything. I didn't even lift a finger. Because the other activists just went out and they did it, and then they invited me along, and I've been participating now, and it's been wonderful. It's just incredible what's happening. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Getting together with like-minded people in the same geographic location is the key, in my opinion. Not asking the right questions of the politicians. Would love to have your thoughts at 800-259-9231 as we continue.
Well, I think that asking the politicians, becoming the politicians, is something that's working around here. I understand your love for civil disobedience, but it hasn't been shown to be any more effective than political action.
Well, I see what you mean as far as changing the system is concerned, but the civil disobedience has been effective in that people have been smoking marijuana every single day with very little consequence. in Keene and Manchester. Yeah, so
they passed a bill that opted us out of real ID. Yeah, they get stuff done in the political.
I didn't say they didn't. Wasn't I just praising the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance a moment ago? 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And our website features, by the way, do include the bulletin board system, We've got over 500,000 posts there for you. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, do you hate to make those extra trips back out to the car to carry in the grocery bags? Well, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totisac, and I can tell you, I plan on using them for as long as possible. In fact, which will probably be the rest of my life because these things will last forever.
Yeah, they're
handled made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totisac.com, that's Totasak.com, and get yourself a family pack today. Totisac, they carry more than you can, a lot more. That's Totisac.com. Now, we are going to be doing a Totisac giveaway tonight, but I will tell you it is not going to be on our radio show. It's going to be on the after show, which you can hear the extended edition, internet-only version of the show, which you'll only be able to listen to at listen.freetalklive.com after moments after the radio show is done. So, Totisac.com, go check them out. You're going to love them. Totasak.com. It will make a great gift for this holiday season for your loved ones. So we continue here. And by the way, just, you know, before we get the critique of, not that necessarily anybody was calling to critique us on this, but some people might think it. Oh, you guys, you're always promoting the Free State Project. Don't you have something else that that you can talk about?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we do have other things to talk
about. There's other things to talk about, but our solution to the issues of liberty in this nation really are, it is the Free State Project.
But I want to point out that my solution that I support, I've chosen the Free State Project, but I think in general, the concept of getting people together that love liberty all in the same place is the solution. I just happen to think that the Free State Project is the most viable of the various different sort of similar concepts out there.
I agree
with
that.
There's the Free State West, which is kind of this competitive Free State Project that really isn't even much competition. I think there's maybe 25
hundreds
people
of that, signers and dozens of movers compared to thousands of signers and hundreds of movers.
Right. I mean, they're out there and they may be worth mentioning. I'm not sure if they. I don't know much else what to say about the Free State West, but also there's a Free State Europe, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I don't even know where they're at.
I think that effectively died off. I've checked their boards.
Really?
I started checking the boards a couple of years ago, and they came up, and the discussion forum isn't even, like, the message board is dead. They're not even making any progress.
Well, it was a good idea.
Right, they're good ideas, but the thing is it takes a little something to get things going. And if you start spreading out the liberty activists, the people that are willing to pick up and move for liberty around to too many locations, then you've got the same problem that we've got already, which is liberty activists spread out too thin. I think that out in Arizona and the Phoenix area that Ernie Hancock is such a dynamic individual that he's managed to build something sort of right there and get a bunch of dynamic people happening. However, it's not really a project to move more people there to add to it. So, you know, I think that they're going to have some success and things are happening there, and gosh darn, I support them. I just think that the Free State Project, to me, seems like the best option. I would have liked it if it was Free State Project Key West, and Key West was its own state. But that's really the reason that New Hampshire was the best choice, is because it was already the freest state in the nation, and it's a state that gives its sovereignty rights under the Constitution that may be able to be of some use in the future. And, you know, there's a lot of good reasons why New Hampshire was the place. I didn't want to come this far north. I have been a southerner all my life. I enjoyed the warm weather. I enjoyed my convertible. I liked those things. But I couldn't see in myself that sort of me talking about liberty, how it was important to me, and then not doing anything about it because I knew that there was nothing to do.
Right, you don't want to tell your grandkids later on, well, you know, Sonny, I could have picked up and moved.
A good idea.
Yeah, I could have picked up.
Those guys from afar,
but I just decided that I'd rather stay where I was.
Yep.
And do nothing, because what are you going to accomplish in California or Florida or whatever? But I also thought worthy of mention the seasteading too, which is kind of another gather people together in the same place idea. It's a little too for me though, the seasteading's a little too disconnected. I like the idea of living in, relatively populated.
It's a grandiose idea, I'll put it that way. I mean, there's a lot of technical things. It's not like there's a seastead you can go to right now.
Right, you can't.
There is a state of New Hampshire, and maybe at some point, you know, if they can work out how to build these floating cities, modular vessels that can come together as cities, which they very well may be able to do. It's just they don't exist right now. So it's a thought experiment right now.
Correct.
You, if you want to try seasteading, you could try moving to New Hampshire first and see how you like that and wait for the seasteading thing to take off.
Hey, great place for seasteading might be off the New Hampshire coastline. I don't know. Maybe it'd be too cold. But
right. By the way, Wyoming, no coast.
Yeah, that's true. So I think I've named them all at this point. Free State Project, there's the Free State West, Free State Europe, which you say is pretty much dead.
From what I can tell from their website.
There's the seasteading thing, and that's about it, right? I mean, maybe there's like a free county project out there. I don't know, but
yeah, there's some free county projects, things like that, but the counties don't have sovereignty.
There was Paulville, too, wasn't there, the idea?
Yeah, what happened with that? The moving the Ron Paul people together.
I don't know. Some people bought some land. I think it got that far, but I don't know if they built it.
And the idea was really cheap land, though. I mean, I remember.
It was desert land, essentially, if I remember correctly.
Right, so you can get land in the United States for an extraordinarily cheap. It's not a real investment.
The idea was that for them was to just move the hell away from everybody, right? I think the idea in the case of coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is to shift things in a liberty-oriented direction, and the only way you're going to be able to do that is by changing people's hearts and minds. That way we really can truly have someday some free place that people can go to, people that are in search of freedom, and there are a lot of those people who would be able to come here. At least that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see, because I think free state is kind of a bit of an oxymoron, I guess.
You know,
how can you have a free state?
If the idea of moving to some place that's so cold is just too much for you, there's always the idea of snowbirding. You can live here 9 months and go down to Florida or wherever for
three.
Yeah,
there you go.
These options do exist, and there are many people that are able to work from their homes or work remotely, so these things will work for them. You know, hey, it works.
All right, so I just wanted to present the other options that, are similar, somewhat related, but the Free State Project, for me, is the best choice. It's the most mature of all of the other ones that are out there. Although the seasteading apparently has some millionaires behind it with big funding. What's the guy, the founder of PayPal or something?
I'm all for it. I want seasteading to rocket and to be successful. But, I can only imagine what it's going to cost to buy in. So I need to make some good money before I'm ready to do that. And
it's going to be the elite of the elite of the liberty people,
right,
what I can tell. At least in the beginning, it will.
The people that sit around and wait for liberty to be delivered to them on a plate don't deserve it. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe they deserve it in the moral sense that they deserve to be
because
free.
They're human beings, sure.
But did you work for it? You're waiting for somebody else to get liberty and deliver it to you?
And that's why I want to encourage people to get here sooner rather than later to help us get to freedom sooner. That way you're not, just kind of coming on board at the very end of all the fun. We've got a lot of work to do here, and it would be a lot easier the more people we had here. And they are coming. Every week, new people are coming here. It's so exciting. All right, 800-259-9231. There's some not-so-exciting news coming out of D.C. We'll explain in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to fluscam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about Amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Nick over at his website, freemindsmedia.com. You can get more of him, both television version and radio version. You get Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, both available free to you at freemindsmedia.com. Plus blog posts from Nick and his co-host Toby, freemindsmedia.com. What are you guys going to cover on this week's show, by the way, the TV side?
We cover inflation quite a bit, but okay, that's probably pretty basic for a lot of people who listen to this show already.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I'm trying to think of any other nuggets. Well, we tell you that fruit juice is as bad for you as soda.
Really?
To studies, yeah.
I've heard that, and that makes me sad.
Yeah. Sometimes worse. I've heard actually some juices, even 100% real juices, contain more sugar. So.
All right. So all of that coming up. Free Minds TV.
Fructose, sucrose. All sugar.
FreeMindsMedia.com for more of Nick. All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Johnson just shot this one over to me. It's pretty disturbing. Declan McCullough at CBSNews.com reporting that in a case that raises questions about online journalism and privacy rights, the U.S. Department of Justice sent a formal request to an independent news site ordering it to provide details of all reader visits on a certain day. The grand jury subpoena also required the Philadelphia-based IndieMedia.us website to not disclose the existence of the request unless authorized by the Justice Department, a gag order that presents an unusual quandary for any news organization. Now, if they've been told not to let people know, not to disclose the existence, seems like they have gone ahead and disclosed it because, well, we're talking about it, and thank goodness they did. Christina Clare, 34-year-old Linux administrator living in Philadelphia who provides free server space for indiemedia.us, said she was shocked to receive the Justice Department subpoena. I don't know. You guys shocked by this? It's pretty outrageous.
Yeah. I'd be shocked if I got it.
Right. I don't know if I'm shocked because we know that the FBI and other federal agencies have been authorized to send these secret subpoenas out, basically saying,
I know what's happening.
You know, you keep this quiet or else. And indeed, the subpoena from the U.S. attorney in Indianapolis demanded all IP traffic to and from indiemedia.us on one day, June 25th of 2008. It instructed Clare to include IP addresses, times, and any other identifying information, including email addresses, physical addresses, registered accounts, IndieMedia Radio's social security numbers, bank account numbers, credit card numbers, and so on. So whatever info they collected on that one particular day, that's what they want. And Clare said in a phone interview that I didn't think anything we were doing was worthy of any federal attention. After talking to other indie media volunteers, she ended up calling the Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco, which decided to represent her at no cost. Under longstanding Justice Department guidelines, subpoenas to members of the news media are supposed to receive special treatment. One portion of the guidelines, for instance, says that no subpoena may be issued to any member of the news media without the express authorization of the Attorney General, which apparently the subpoenas should also be directed at material information regarding a limited subject matter. Still unclear is what criminal investigation the attorney is pursuing. Last Friday, spokes bureaucrat initially promised a response, but they sent an email on Monday saying they have no comment. So the Justice Department also declined to respond. Senior staff attorney at the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, replied to the Justice Department, outlining what he described as a series of problems with the subpoena, including that it wasn't personally served, that the judge issued court order would be required for the full logs, and that Indie Media didn't even store logs in the first place. So, screw off! And good for them. That's basically what I would have said to him was, F you. I'm not going to respond to this nonsense. Morrison responded, this is the agent, the attorney general, not the attorney general, but one of the U.S. attorneys, saying that the subpoena had been withdrawn. Around the same time, according to the EFF, the group had a series of discussions with assistant U.S. attorneys who had also threatened Clare with a possible prosecution for obstruction of justice if she disclosed the existence of the already withdrawn subpoena, claiming it may endanger someone's health and would have a human cost. So threatening this lady after they'd withdrawn the original subpoena to say, hey, don't tell anybody we withdrew the subpoena. According to the executive director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, a gag order to a news organization wouldn't stand up in court. If you get a subpoena and you're a journalist, they can't gag you. And she said that a subpoena being issued and withdrawn is not unprecedented. I've seen any number of these things withdrawn when counsel for someone who's claiming a reporter's privilege says, can you tell me the date you got approval from the attorney general's office? And then they just back off. So I'm willing to chalk this up to bad lawyering on the part of the DOJ or just not thinking. No, it's neither of those. It's just intimidation. It's not bad lawyering or not thinking. It's just we know we can get what we want most all the time, so we're just going to go ahead and send this threatening letter out.
And if they do, what's the worst thing that can happen? If they withdraw it, then you can't take it to court and say, look, you can't send these letters out. They can do whatever they want. They're the government, and being the government means that you never have to say you're sorry.
I love how they're just trying to chalk it up to some sort of oopsie. It's just bad lawyering, or they weren't thinking. No, it's them being intimidating and scary and frightening, and knowing that they'll get away with it with most people. Luckily, this woman decided to check with some folks before she went ahead and bowed down to the state, and they said, hey, talk to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. They stepped in, and they actually know what they're doing, so they came back at them with an appropriate response, and then they bought the Justice Department back down. So it is possible to get them to back down. It's not always that they'll win. But if you don't know what you're talking about, if you didn't get in touch with the Electronic Frontier Foundation and you just went ahead and complied, which is what most people will do. I mean, if you get a letter from the federal government saying comply or else and shh, don't tell anybody we sent you this, most people are going to be intimidated into doing just exactly what they're being demanded of to do. So in this case, they did, making this investigation more mysterious, this is back to McCullough. at CBSNews.com, is that Indie Media US is an aggregation site, meaning articles that appear on it were published somewhere else first, and there's no hint about what sparked the criminal probe. Now, the system's administrator says that no IP addresses are recorded for IndieMedia.us, and non-IP addresses or address logs are kept for just a few weeks, then discarded. And they were looking for something from 2008. EFF's Bankston wrote a second letter to the government saying that if it needed to muzzle Indie Media, it should apply for a gag order under the section of federal law that clearly permits such an order to be issued. Bankston's plan was to challenge that law on First Amendment grounds, but the Justice Department never replied. It's the first time we've seen them try to get the IP address of everyone who visited a particular site, according to the EFF attorney. That it was a news organization was an additionally troubling fact that implicates First Amendment rights. It's not, however, the first time the feds have focused on Indie Media, a website whose authors sometimes blur the line between journalism, advocacy, and on-the-streets activism. In 2004, the Justice Department sent a grand jury subpoena asking for information about who posted lists of Republican delegates while urging they be given an unwelcome reception at the party's convention in New York City. An Indie Media hosting service in Texas also received a subpoena asking for server logs in relation to an investigation of an attempted murder in Italy. Now, the attorney has written a longer description of the exchange of letters with the Justice Department, which he hopes will raise awareness of how others should respond to similar legal demands for web logs, customer records, and compulsory silence. He says, "Our fear is this kind of bogus gag order is much more common than one would hope, considering they're legally baseless. We're telling this story in hopes that more providers will press back and go public when the government demands their silence."
Right. How are you going to know when the other providers are giving what they're asked of and being quiet about it? How would you know?
There's no way to tell.
No way to tell.
Who knows what kind of level of compliance they're getting? Who knows how many requests they're sending out? But good for these folks for standing up and saying, the hell with your gag order and the hell with your demands.
They sent this request to an aggregation site. This isn't even a site that puts out news. This is just a site that puts news on their site. So it's there was nothing to gain by sending this in the first place, which says to me that there's been a lot of these sent out.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What would you do if you received one of these things? Bring up whatever you want. Comment on that or anything goes, even in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Speaking of SACL CAI, they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we continue with your phone calls, Paul is on the line in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hi. Hi, Ian, Nick, and Mark. How are you guys doing? Good
What's
show.
What's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Well, I kind of been holding off on calling this for a while, but I wanted to address some of the things about Christianity that you guys have talked about over the shows, especially last night. I guess one thing that is often brought up is the idea of why would a loving God send people to hell? And my thought on that is that, you know, as Mark had mentioned at one point, you know, hell is really just separation from God. But then, you know, his second question was, why couldn't God create a, you know, better place as an alternative? And my view on that is that, and this might actually be fairly similar to a pantheist view, is that there really isn't any goodness apart from God. So if God is love and God is, you know, all of these things, qualities, the absence of him is the absence of those things. And so there's no such thing as a pretty decent place where it's God.
Sure, there is. There's the absence of existing. An all-powerful God can decide, like the Jehovah's Witnesses believe, and I've got to give them a little credit for this, that you just don't exist anymore. Are you telling me that God cannot destroy my being?
Yeah, he could. I'm not going to rule that out. I guess that's a possibility.
Okay, and that we're told that hell is separation from God, and that's what we're told over and over again in church, because churches kind of, you know, they've had to take this Iron Age religion, this nonsense religion, they've kind of had to make it fit into the new millennium, and it doesn't fit really very well. And so now they say that hell is separation from God. But that's not really what hell is it? It's a place of eternal torment. Where the worm doesn't die and the fire isn't quenched.
That's from Revelation, isn't it? I mean, Revelation
I think
is...
I think it's actually with Ananias or whatever was... it's an allegory that Jesus told.
Yeah, I would view it as an allegory. I don't think, you know, most of what's in Revelation should be taken literally.
You don't think that the Bible should be taken literally?
Well, I do, when it's literal. I mean, it contains all different kinds of, you know, you wouldn't take Emily Dickinson literally when she says, you know, I have a river. You wouldn't say she has a river because she says, you know, my river flows to you, or whatever the line is. You know, there's Psalms that are poetry, and there's Revelations, which are allegories and visions. And
it's,
I think,
interesting.
It's, you know,
do you think it's fair of God to put together this whole system where I have to figure out when he's being literal and when he's being figurative?
No, I think it just
don't you think that puts, really,
don't you let him answer your question?
Don't you think that puts the translation of the Bible into the hands of an elite? And is that what God wanted for his children?
No, I don't think we just follow blindly whatever some elite says. I think we have to examine it for ourselves and think for ourselves. And, you know, we can interpret.
I say it's all just figurative then.
Well, you can say that. My view is that a lot of it appears to be an historical narrative from eyewitnesses.
Do I get thrown to hell for making a mistake? For this mistake that you're assuming that I'm making, do I get thrown into hell for that?
No, I think that, you know, ultimately everybody either accepts God, which is, you know, God is love and God is goodness and all of these things. Ultimately, people either accept God or they reject him. And I'm not going to claim that I know exactly what the criteria is that Paul talks about how people are without excuse because of the wonder of nature. And so that kind of indicates that it's possible to maybe come to God just through observing nature.
I agree with that. There's two things.
You know, I'm not going to make a rule that you have to say, you know, exactly these words, or I know exactly what the rules are. But I do know that if God is God, then he's going to be just in the end. So there's not going to be a mistake made.
I agree with these things. That what you're saying, I agree with. I believe that God's a good guy, and he's out there, you know, swinging for me and wants good things for me. This God of the Bible, I just don't agree with. And here's the, but I've, today I've been thinking about it. Obviously, this conversation's weighed on my mind as it has on yours. And there's two things about any religion, but specifically Christianity is the one that I'm familiar with, that really stink. Just a whole bunch of evangelism. However, when you have these two are wrapped up together, and the idea of throwing somebody to hell in hell that doesn't believe what you believe. Okay, so those two ideas really stink. Now, obviously, if you believe that I'm going to go to hell if I don't believe what you believe, then you've got to do everything in your power to get me to believe what it is that you believe. Otherwise, you're a bad person and you're letting me go to hell. And that very act, that sort of evangelism, imagine if I was trying to evangelize you to some heathen religion or whatever, and how irritating that would be if that occurred, from lots of people in lots of different locations. So we have this real conundrum. Christians want to be sort of normal in the world, which is a very un-Christian-like thing to be, normal. And they want to have friends. However, what you've got to be like is, honestly, you've got to be like John the Baptist, dude. You've got to be out there trying to convert everyone every single moment of the day, because don't you realize they're going to burn in hell for all eternity?
Well, wait, now are you saying that, Mark, because that's what the fundamentalists believe? About Christianity?
Sorry, that's the game we're playing by here. That's what Christianity is, by and large.
Well, I think that those Bible thumpers are probably more likely to drive people off than attract them to anything. So I guess I'd question the idea that that's the best approach to try to bring people to God in any way, shape, or form.
But I can see why they're motivated in order to do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're going to burn in hell forever and ever, I mean, a good person is going to try to make that stop. And what I'm telling you is the two things that stink about any religion are evangelism and the threat of going to hell. I am thoroughly threatened by the idea of this going to hell thing. Do you understand? But
yeah,
my mind and my logic, the ones that God gave me, say that it's just not possible. Now, that's what I was taught since I was a very little child, so it's very difficult for me to shed this idea. But I just can't, I just cannot believe that a loving God is going to send his children to eternal torment. Try to imagine. Do you have a child?
I don't.
Okay. I have one, and he's the most important thing that's ever happened to me. I mean, by 10 times. Imagine the most important thing to you, and then multiply it times 10. And then try to imagine that that child comes to you and says, look, I did my very best. I've read your holy document 3 times through and the New Testament 7 times through. I in all my ways, I did my best to be godly. I searched. I just couldn't come up with the idea that Jesus Christ is the only path through and that I have to accept him as my Lord and Savior. Now, Daddy, please send me to eternal torment where they're going to rend the flesh from my bones every moment of every day over and over and gouge hot pokers in my eyes. Go ahead and do it, Daddy. Would you be able to do it?
I don't know exactly.
That's your God, dude.
I don't think, personally, I don't share, I guess you maybe had a real fiery teacher, firebrand, hellfire teacher.
Hell, man! There's nothing on earth that's even close to as bad as hell!
Hell! I haven't been hearing this from Paul. I haven't been hearing the whole hell.
The scriptures really don't get into pitchforks or anything like that. That's all just... I mean, that's essentially a pantheon of pagan gods.
Hell.
Wait a minute, Mark.
But hell is the worst thing that the imagination has to offer.
Invented by the, largely by the early Catholic Church to scare people.
Yes, hell's bullcrap, sure. Yeah, but Paul
ultimately, I think everybody that, goes to hell chooses to go there. I don't think, I think that, frankly, anyone that would end up in hell wouldn't want to be in God's presence. I mean, really, they would be in rebellion against everything that God represents.
I thought you were saying that you didn't believe. I'm sorry, maybe I misinterpreted. Maybe you're right, Mark. Maybe Paul does believe in hell.
You've got a great religion, and it's not Christianity. The only path to God through Christianity is accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. But anything else is not Christianity, Paul.
You might get a chance to do that after you die, though. Paul, I mean, you might be, a lot of Christians believe that you do have a final chance to repent.
That's not what the Bible says.
Well,
sorry, you can play whatever game you want, but the Bible's what Christianity is, okay?
Here, guys, I'll tell you something. I'm going to put Paul back on hold, and I'm going to ask Paul to maybe call in on our internet line because we're about ready to end this radio show. Thank you to everybody who's been listening tonight on the radio. We'll be back tomorrow night, same time, same place, and, of course, online at freetalklive.com. And if you are online at freetalklive.com or libertyradionetwork.com, stay tuned because the extended internet-only edition of the program is coming up in moments, and I really would love to continue the conversation with Paul. So I hope, Paul, you can't stay on the GCN phone lines. You'll have to call our special call-in line at 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105 will be our special internet-only call-in line. We'll see you tomorrow night, radio listeners. Internet show coming up in moments.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.